For fans of Disney's It's a Small World tune, there's a third verse after all. Millions of visitors to Disneyland and Walt Disney World will hear a third verse to the memorable It's a Small World tune after Disney debuts the iconic ride's new finale starting July 17. Parkgoers are easily hooked on the 61-year-old melody, especially after floating through the cheerful attraction filled with animatronic dolls depicting children from around the globe. It's a Small World debuted at the New York World's Fair in 1964 and was relocated to Disneyland in 1966. This beloved attraction has become a symbol of global unity and the simple, yet profound idea that across countries and continents, humans like us all around the world are connected, and not too different from one another after all, Disney's global public relations manager Caitlin Bailey wrote in a tribute to the ride last year. In the mid-1960s, Walt Disney was commissioned to create a Salute to All the World's Children attraction for the UN Children's Fund Pavilion at the World's Fair. He envisioned a boat ride that transported guests from country to country on the happiest cruise that ever sailed. The ride features children from around the world singing in harmony and promoting peace. Each scene of It's a Small World shows different regions of the world, populated by children wearing traditional outfits and singing It's a Small World in multiple languages. As part of the ride's creation, brothers and Disney legends Richard and Robert Sherman composed the attraction's unforgettable theme song with two verses in 1964. Richard Sherman wrote a third verse and presented it to the Walt Disney Company's CEO Bob Iger in 2023 as his final gift to Disney before he died. The final scene will include this third verse. Mother Earth unites us in heart and mind. And the love we give makes us humankind. Through our vast wondrous land. When we stand hand in hand. It's a small world after all. The update to the finale scene is meant to add to the attraction's legacy and further emphasize the sun's meaning, Disney associate Juan Lugo wrote in the Disney Parks blog. As Greg Sherman, son of Richard Sherman, explains, the new verse is intended to celebrate that there's more that unites us than divides us, and reinforce the message of that song. Fans who want to hear the new verse can listen to a digital single wherever they get their music, according to Disney. The company is also offering a special edition vinyl for purchase starting July 18.